Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and thank you for joining us on this episode of The Headline. My name is Brandon Waltons. I'm the managing editor of Texas Scorecard, and we're going to be talking about a few of the big stories from this week. But first, I'm going to start out by probably one of the biggest things, one of the biggest events that happened this week. A lot of eyes were on is former President Donald Trump visited Texas. That's right. He went down to South Texas in the Rio Grande Valley, went down to Weslaco, McAllen, that area, to go look at his unfinished border wall. I was down there earlier this week. He was joined by Governor Greg Abbott and a slew of Republican lawmakers from the Texas House, the Texas Senate, congressional members like Chip Roy, like Ronnie Jackson, even some congressional members from out of state. But largely, this was a visit that was focused on looking at that unfinished border wall. As people might remember, President Trump's one of his signature pushes when he was in office was to build the wall. And now we're seeing, of course, an influx in migration over there now with the Biden administration. But I think as he was there and he gave this speech in front of that barrier, that unfinished barrier, and also held a roundtable with some of the local sheriffs, I think there's one thing that's become abundantly clear, and that is that the Texas legislature, I think people can't forget this, the Texas legislature had the opportunity to finish that wall for him earlier this year. That's right. There was a bill filed by State Representative Brian Slayton, a freshman from Roy City, that would have not only enabled Texas to complete construction of that wall, but it also would have named it the Donald J. Trump Border Wall, okay? Another bill, by the way, in the Senate filed by Bob Hall would have allowed for what's called an interstate compact, which would have helped Texas to secure its own borders as well. That legislation was passed by the Senate, and yet it died in the House. Now we've seen since you have Governor Greg Abbott facing potentially a tough primary in 2022, all of a sudden it seems like he's changed his tune in the last few weeks and has leaned really, really heavily into this border issue, in part, you know, the reason why he brought President Trump down there, as President Trump endorsed him just a few weeks ago. But, you know, this was an issue that wasn't a priority of Governor Abbott's. You know, back in February 1st, Governor Greg Abbott, as governor, right, has the opportunity to list out his emergency priority items for the session. None of those items included border security. In fact, his number one priority was expanding rural broadband. But now here we are with the legislature gone, and the governor has now all of a sudden seemed to push a new effort to have Texas complete the wall with not only with state dollars, but with private donations as well. But will that wall even expand? If they actually do this, will this actually cover the most important parts of the border? It looks like it actually won't. I'm joined right now, Jeremy Kitchener, a Capitol correspondent. Jeremy, you wrote earlier this week that Governor Greg Abbott essentially, I think it was a week or two ago, said Texas is going to finish the wall. And a lot of people applauded that, said it's about time.
Right.
Now he's actually kind of winding that back a little bit, even ahead of his visit with President Trump, to say, well, maybe not all of it.
Right. That's right. So he amended or revised a previous, as you said, a previous emergency declaration where he originally had, I think it was 34 counties listed on there that, you know, he, with a stroke of a pen, said they're under emergency declaration. And ultimately what that does is that based on what he had laid out a few weeks later from that original emergency declaration, it allows some logistical personnel support and stuff like that from the state level to kind of go down there and help with border security efforts. He amended it to instead only include, I think it's 28 counties that with the qualifier being that they were also counties that passed a local emergency disaster declaration.
Well, it comes as no surprise that some of these counties, a lot of these counties along the border, where they're having these high incidences of violence, of drug trafficking, are led by Democrats who would otherwise don't want this, right? We've seen that Democrats have time and time again rejected the idea of building a wall or investing more in securing the border. And so why would the governor now place the hands? I think this is the question a lot of people are asking. Sure. Why would he place into the hands of Democrats along the border whether or not we're going to secure our state and secure really our country?
Sure. It's a great question. I wish I knew the answer to. It's definitely, it's
kind of a rhetorical question,
sure,
I guess.
But it's puzzling, right? It's there you could make the argument that the six counties that were left off it, these include the El Paso, Hidalgo, Webb, Starr, and Cameron counties, among others, right? Those have some of the largest urban areas along the border. And they decided to not do local emergency declarations. And that's the qualifier for Abbott leaving them off this newly revised declaration to basically say, well, okay, then we won't be sending logistical support and personnel support.
I think it was interesting. Not only did he take off some of these counties like El Paso, like Webb County, where Laredo is, number one drug trafficking corridor there with I-35. But he kind of does a little bit of a shell game where he says, well, we're removing some of them, but we're actually adding some, like Midland.
Right.
Which, you know, how much border is in Midland County? 0 miles, right?
Sure, right. That's right, yeah. There were a few of them in there. I think Midland is the first one that comes to mind where, they opted in. I think the notable thing about these counties is these big cities we're talking about, it's El Paso, the city of El Paso, city of McAllen, the city of Edinburgh, city of Laredo, city of Rio Grande City, Brownsville, Harlingen. These are large urban areas that are now left out of this emergency declaration.
And it's even including, Hidalgo County, is where President Trump and Governor Abbott held their press conference in front of the border wall, ostensibly saying that, that Texas is going to work to complete this, except that literally his actions just the day prior said that they wouldn't.
It's definitely puzzling,
Certainly puzzling. And this is all stuff that he's doing unilaterally. We mentioned this after he announced his plans for this, but they came a few weeks after the legislative session ended. Of course, they're going to be back for special sessions. No word yet on whether or not border security is going to be one of those items that they're going to be forced to work on. But you do see a little bit of movement, at least some appearance of movement on some of these items right now in the Texas House, where the Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, has now released his committee charges for the interim charges for his committees. First of all, what is an interim charge?
Sure. So an interim charge, both the House and Senate do these things. The Senate has yet to do them. But the Speaker Phelan did indicate 2 weeks ago, right, that he was going to do this specific to border security. But an interim charge itself is the leadership of the House and or Senate saying, okay, in the interim period, the period in which you're not in session, I'm directing these committees that all have different jurisdictions, right, these committees to study, to hold hearings, right, both public and invited testimony on certain subjects, right, certain questions, basically. And then based on that, they provide at the end of the interim an interim report. And the thought is they don't always have to, and there's no requirement, but the thought is that other lawmakers would then use that interim report to potentially write legislation and to address whatever was found.
So this is kind of like the homework, right? It's okay, our next regular session or whenever they meet, right, is X amount of time away. Right. Before then, committees can meet, they can hold testimony, they can craft these reports, and then the idea is that maybe some legislation will eventually come out of it down the line. What kind of items are they looking at?
Sure. So I think the biggest takeaway on that, right, is that they had a kind of this blanket interim charge for the 12 committees that got charges, which ultimately directed all these committees to say, okay, based on, you know, what would be, based on your jurisdiction, a good use of money, federal money that's come down for these purposes, what would be a good use for the COVID relief money, what would be a good use of that money that we could put towards border security and report back to the House Appropriations Committee? That was kind of this blanket charge that he gave all the committees. The other charges, very generally, but the other charges ultimately deal with kind of what Abbott had laid out just a few weeks prior, which is saying, you know, how are we going to deal with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement or Texas Commission on Jail Standards? How are we going to get additional jailers, right, to address the potential influx of people that we're putting in jails, right? The Human Services Committee, for instance, got a charge, which is how are we going to deal with unaccompanied minors or children that we roll up? Where are we going to put them? Are we going to put them in foster homes, right? There were other charges related to, okay, what are we going to do, to stop magnets? Now, they didn't explicitly say magnets, but you can kind of read between the lines of, like, you know, how are we going to address some of the things that are attracting these folks to come here? And so there's a lot more than that, but only 12 of the 30 whatever, you know, committees actually got charges, and these are specific to border security.
Specific to border security.